Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
We start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm gonna lose some weight. I'm gonna do better in school. I'm gonna be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? Now all those endorphins are gone. All of that noise is gone. It's quiet. And it's you against you. And I promise you made by getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. So a lot of us can't do things on our own. So find somebody in your life. So when you throw that towel in, they throw the back at you and say you're not done yet.
To question everything, to question your religion, to question your societal rules, to question the idea of a college degree. But that's how I feel all of us should be living life, by questioning everything. And I don't mean being skeptical of everything, there's a difference. I mean healthy skepticism, ultimately questioning the rules of the culturescape so we can stay true to our own inner identity.
This is a time of incredible unrest. We've got social unrest for all of the unjust injustice that has been out there for so many years. We've also got a financial crisis, which I believe is going to get much worse, including an environmental catastrophe in the making. So, with that context, I think one of the most important things a human being can do is press the pause button each morning while the rest of the world is asleep and ask yourself, how can I fortify my mindset? How can I insulate my heart set? How can I optimize my health set? How can I escalate my soul set, the four interior empires, so that when I walk out in the world, I'm creative, I'm productive, I'm compassionate, I radiate positivity, and I have resilience in case I get knocked down.
As you took your incarnation, you knew the turbulence you would be facing during this Renaissance period in our human history. But you're in a Renaissance period right now where the old is rising up to die off and the new is emerging. Something you knew you would be in this Renaissance period, and you know somewhere within you that you did not come to conform to the present paradigm. As a matter of fact, the opposite of courage is conformity to an old paradigm. That is the opposite of courage. You have come to break the chains and anything that binds us to the present paradigm so that the new can emerge. Come at this time in human history to not not walk lockstep, but to begin to vision and see what we could be.
But, you know, if you look at the greatest women and men who have ever graced the planet, these were so-called ordinary people who just set up their lives in such a way that their native gifts saw the light of day. All it takes is that one person who coincidentally shows up in our life, and maybe it's a book, maybe it's a podcast episode, to introduce us to a new frame of reference and a new way of living. Martin Luther King Jr. said, if you have not discovered something you're willing to die for, you're not fit to live. And I believe we all need to find our mighty mission and our crusade.
What many people don't realize about the world is that growth is a goal in itself. It's one of the key things that drive us forward as human beings, but very few people write down growth as goals. How can I give back to the world? There's a very important reason for that question. If you want to be happy, make other people happy. And I believe that when you do these three most important questions, that third category is what truly leads to fulfillment.
And only in service can we be happy. And that's us on a consciousness level. That's the identity of consciousness. Like water is wet, the sun is heating and light. Consciousness is service.
I think the idea of goal setting in the Western world is rubbish. Because here's what happened. You are basically encouraging people to set goals.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's based on that same culture scape with its restricting rules. So people set goals along the lines of this. Okay, we need to get good grades so I can graduate high school, so I can get into a good college, and to study hard, to get a good GPA. Why are kids going into these professions where they end up in a job that they thought was a good goal at one point, only to find themselves absolutely miserable? It's because these goals aren't coming from inside us. They're coming from the culture scape. And the culture scape is basically a safety net mechanism.
We stumble before we walk, and then on shaky legs, we embrace the new habit. And that's the very nature of personal transformation. I mean, every master was once a beginner, every professional was once an amateur. And I think, you know, we live in a world of easy. We want the easy morning routine versus the morning routine that'll give us the greatest payoff. And I just, there's a reason that a lot of the great saints, sages, poets, military leaders, world changers got up at 5 a.m. and before the sun. I think it's the quietest time of the day.
The reason is, the main deep, or the main Vedic reason is that we've been created that way because that's our nature and that's what makes us most happy. Because this whole world is almost a school, an education system to make us realize that one truth. To make us realize that one truth. And we see that when we're serving, when we're doing that, we feel genuine happiness. But when we're trying to gain and greed and power and strength, we even feel empty as it slips through our fingers.
So what I advocate is, and the three most important question is, forget the means goals. Means goals are goals designed by the culture scape. Instead, go straight to the end goals. First question you ask yourself to identify your end goals is, what experiences do I want to have in life? The beautiful thing about experiences is, often, they don't require that much money. It's crazy, we associate money with happiness, but often, the most beautiful experiences in life require no money.
That we're wired for generosity, we're wired to serve, to make us realize that that's our real nature, that's our greatest self-awareness.
Start off with gratitude, thanksgiving, and appreciation. We start off with, I got cargo. We start off with, I got gift. We start off with, everything that the universe is within me already. We start off with, I am and I have. That's the premise. That's the starting point. I've got a great destiny. Even if you don't know what it is right now, I've got a great destiny.
COVID right now, may we give ourselves permission to be gentle with ourselves. So that's how we live our days as human beings. I mean, I'll get up and sometimes there's a current, like you said, you know, a child who kept you up at night, or it's the pandemic, so maybe you're worried, or maybe you've lost a job. And so those currents will take us off course. And so our job is just to steer back on course each day. We're not perfect human beings.
I see people who are only in it for themselves, and they feel disconnected, dissatisfied every single day. Attachment and aversion, two sides of the same coin. So we want to be in that dynamic balance of growth, but always to give.
Yeah.
So I always think, how can I go three steps deeper so that I can move three steps forward so I can give three times as much?
You ask yourself this question. For me to be the man or woman who has all of these experiences, how do I have to grow? And here we come to the second list. See, I believe we are souls having a human experience here on planet Earth. But these souls are not just here to explore all of these wonderful things about being human. I believe as souls, as human beings, we crave growth. Human beings are growth-driven machines.
We all have the ability as human beings to arrive at our own original form of greatness. We have not been schooled, we have not been taught, a lot of us have not been mentored on the mindsets, heart sets, routines, rituals that will create and allow us to live our personal genius.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.